Let's go. Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to your Thursday. It's the 27th of July, 2023. Ray Foley filling in for Ian Dempsey for another morning. And a sad one this morning. The death of Sinead O'Connor announced yesterday. She was 56 years of age, described as an Irish cultural icon. That documentary, actually, Nothing Compares, worth having a look. Heartbreaking and fascinating and amazing. Just her sheer talent and personality and her contribution to Irish music. Like I say, just heartbreaking news this morning. I'm going to play some Sinead O'Connor through the morning for the throughout the show. If you have any texts or WhatsApps, it's 0874 100102. We'll try and do a happy clappy breakfast show, but we will start with this from Sinead O'Connor. Good morning and welcome to Thursday.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
What else should I be? You better not feel
blue. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, Today FM. Good morning, it's Thursday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and Dermot and Dave are out. They're out in Australia and out believing. That's right, Dermot and Dave's Out Believe Tour, all with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. The boys are on from 9 o'clock this morning, again live from Australia. I don't know how much crack the show's going to be following the game yesterday, although I'm sure Dermot and Dave will do their best to lighten the mood. Actually, yesterday they were chatting to Ireland and Manchester United player Aoife Mannion, who was out of the squad because she's injured, but she went anyway with her folks to cheer on the girls in green. And she told the lads about why she came over to Australia and, of course, her strong Irish connection.
So sat behind me right now, I've got my mum and dad, and they've been in England for 35 years, but they're from Ireland, Mayo and Galway. So, yeah, definitely a strong connection. So proud to be green.
For more Dermot and Dave's Out Believe Tour, you can check out the podcast online and turn them on from 9 o'clock. All with thanks to Sky. Stay here, I'm playing Dua Lipa for you next.
Weekend breakfast. That's a sport, I love more at 7.
Thank you, sir. Loving your work. All right, here we go. 6:33 is the time. It's your A to Z at 6:33. We'll spin the wheel. We'll get a letter. That'll be the first letter of your song this morning. You're right there, Michael.
Do I have spinning privileges?
Yeah, I'll let you spin today. I've not made it easy. Or rather, forget it. It's C this morning.
C. Right.
And there's loads of brilliant C songs.
Okay.
There's loads of them.
I believe you.
So, options were Country House, Charmless Man, both from Blur. What else do I have? Cherry Lips from Garbage.
Anything by Coolio?
Well, Coolio's an artist, not a song.
Oh, is that the rule?
It's not a rule, but like I what I generally tend to do is I'll either go all C artists or all C songs.
I'm with you.
Your three songs, beginning with the letter C this morning, are Rednecks and Cotton Eye Joe. Oh.
Piano,
so what you want? Cotton Eye Joe, Connected, or Crazy For You? 0874 100102 this morning. Your A to Z track, as chosen by you, please. 0874 100102. Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby. This is Today FM. Ba-da-ba. No, Justin, sorry. My apologies to Justin Timberlake. I had to cut across.
Justin doesn't know the show. He doesn't know the schedule.
Justin, don't be jumping in here straight after the ad break, because we've got to do your A to Z first. My apologies to Mr. Timberlake this morning, and, I feel bad now. I do feel bad. I'm a pop legend, NSYNC star, solo career.
You might find room for him later on, though, would you?
I'll certainly play him after your A to Z track this morning.
Okay.
Which I don't know what it is. Let me kill the microphones for a second. Okay, fair enough. Just give me a second, Jim.
Yeah.
Very tense on the votes this morning. Your three songs were Cotton Eye Joe from the Rednecks, Connected from the Stereo MCs, and Crazy for You from Let a Loose.
I mean, I had my own personal favourite that I was rooting for anyway.
Let a Loose, I imagine.
Definitely, yeah.
So the votes have been counted and verified. Over to you, JP.
Ray, it was the biggest vote of the week, and we do have a runaway winner. It wasn't Stereo MCs and Connected. The people have spoken, and they're crazy for Cotton Eye Joe.
No,
there are you.
No. Are you joking?
They asked for it.
Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton
Eye Joe.
Ireland. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe.
Wow. What a track. The Rednecks.
Long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Ireland, you know what? You only have yourself to blame for a crazy vote situation. Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe, Today FM at 12 minutes to 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Someone texted and said Ian Dempsey would never play this.
Yeah, Ashling said Ian wouldn't play that, yeah.
No, maybe he wouldn't.
But that's because he hates democracy, you know?
Isn't it? I respect the vote. I respect the people's voice. I respect the democracy. The democratic process must be respected. And I am the one to deliver your it's your choice. Yeah. You chose it. Other Rednecks hits.
God's sake. There are more?
There are more.
Well, I always think of the Grid and Swamp thing, but that's not them.
That's not a Rednecks hit, no. Rednecks, Old Papa Nan Oak was their second single. Do you remember this? You do remember this, do you?
Papa Nan Oak,
one second ink and big a show.
But I ever gonna see my old Papa Nan Oak? You ever gonna see so popping and smoke? Oh, Papa Nan Oak, one chicken ear, suck a link.
And this is good. It's very similar to Cotton Eye Joe, in fairness, has to be said. We never play this song. We don't. Ridiculous, carry on.
There's a group who never needed the baraka. They were full of beans.
They arrived ready to perform.
Yeah.
What was the one you mentioned, Swamp Thing?
The Grid.
We're going down a country dance music rabbit hole now. The Grid and Swamp Thing. Well, all right, what's wrong? This is a great song. You know, I could do an entire mix of Friday of country, dance country music. Well, all right, what's wrong? Well, all right, what?
Well, all right, watch out.
Shocking. Do you remember Two Cowboys, Everybody Gone Fi Gone?
I remember the name, Ray. Cowboys.
Oh, I have it. Hang on, here we go. We were going through a weird time musically in the mid-90s. I mean, seriously. I'm guessing this is 95, 96, maybe 1997. Dancing, stick those thumbs in the belts. You ready?
Do you know what? The thing with that song is
everybody gumpy gone.
You think it's going to drop harder than it does?
It's quite a soft drop.
It really is.
And I like that. I appreciate the tenderness of the drop.
Everybody enjoys a soft drop.
Oh, I love a soft drop.
Yeah.
Particularly 9 minutes to seven on a Thursday morning. Oh, don't give me a hard drop. Oh, nice and soft, that's it. And Rednecks produced a Zig and Zag country dance music track as well.
Oh my God. Was it basically Cotton Eye Joe by a different name?
Pretty much. I don't know if I have it. Do you know what? No bad thing. Oh, I'm going to find this for you now. Hang on one second. Zig.
He's like a dog with a bone.
I tell you now that I've mentioned it. Zig and Zag. There was them girls from Zig and Zag.
This is the Zagamuffin calling.
Oh, there's Turn on Your Landing Light. Which is, sorry.
The sensational sound of country and rock.
This is different.
That's right. Zig and Zag are the
pump. This is Turn on Your Landing Light. No, that's the wrong one. It's Hands Up is the name of it, was the one that...
we're going to get this. Bob's been in touch on 0874-101-102. He says, lads, just seen a fellow trucker at the traffic lights in Burr even, swinging his invisible lasso over his head and bouncing on his driver's seat. See, there you go.
I love to see it. Yeah. You love to see it. You love to see that audience participation. This is Zig and Zag. It's called Hands Up, Hands Up. Produced by the Rednecks.
Got the sound all right, chap. Too long and they're on temporary. On
cowgirls, listen to this. Right. Ready? Hands up, hands up. Hands up, hands up. Hands up, hold down. I'm a coming to town.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Today FM's travel.
Can't stop the feeling from Justin Timberlake. Today FM in the Music You Love. Morning, it's 6:57, 3 minutes, 7 o'clock. Ray Foley off for Ian Dempsey. Good day, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Morning.
Declan's up and awake. He's in Nina this morning. We're playing ridiculous amounts of rednecks and rednecks adjacent music this morning. My apologies to those of you that maybe it doesn't connect with you.
You might not be a fan.
It might not be your cup of tea. But they're the minority this morning. Declan clearly enjoying it.
Foley, you're a legend, boy.
Thank you, sir.
I'm here rocking it in the truck with all that redneck shit.
That is the correct term.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, telling it like it is, Declan. Hannah's on the M11. She says the only benefit to Cotton Eye Joe at this hour is that just like JP, I've also had just 4 hours of sleep. Oh. And it's kept me awake as I drive to Dublin this morning. From Hannah, and loving your energy this on this wet morning. Getting my hulls today and off to Spain tomorrow. Bring on the sun from Sandra and Tipperary. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sandra.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast
and enjoy
show.
Your hulls. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go live this morning to County Leitrim and give it up, please, for the one and only Michelle Farrell. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Ray gang. How are you?
Good morning, madam. How are you today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Up bright and early.
You're right. Do you usually get up this early? Did you get up for us?
Just for you this morning, but I normally get up in and around this time, 5 or 10 minutes, give or take.
Okay, fair enough. That's all right. We're not going to be putting you out too much then. You'll be fully caught up with your sleep, ready to take on the day.
That's it. I get in bright and early.
Okay, so you're in Leitrim, are you?
I am, yes.
You don't sound like a Leitrim woman.
No, I'm a true Dub. I'll be Shelton Blue on Sunday.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, true blue. What brought you to Leitrim? Did you relocate over there, or what's the story?
Just a relocation, change of lifestyle. 19 years ago.
19 years? Wow.
Yeah.
You did it before it was cool then.
We got ahead of the posse.
Absolutely, yeah. And was there super fast broadband 19 years ago?
Oh, there was not. There wasn't even a motorway 19 years ago, believe it or not. Jakers. There was old roads. Yeah.
Fair play to
you. A lot has changed.
You've still got the Dublin accent anyway. The song selection this morning, is this yours or is this Nathan's?
No, this is Nathan's, yeah. My son put in his song and kind of slid in my phone number on the QT.
Oh.
Called me afterwards.
So he said, ma'am, you're doing the kickstarts on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show because I want to hear the song. And
No, he put in the song and he got the call and then he went, oh, by the way, I gave your number, ma'am.
So now you're doing it.
That's his, yeah.
Okay,
he is scarper to Dublin on the summer holidays, so he's not even in the house.
I was going to say, is he still living with you, or have you before I told him?
Oh,
to move
yeah,
out?
He's only 16, yeah, but he's gone to Dublin. He hit the button and ran.
Right. Fair play to him. Well, it's a great song selection. Are you looking for, is it Coldplay tickets? Is it, did you manage to get tickets for the Coldplays?
We did.
Oh, you did. You got so jealous.
Right,
okay. Like,
Nathan was on the button.
Well done, Nathan. Well, between picking songs and getting tickets for Coldplay, your son Nathan's a legend.
Oh, he's having a magic summer. He's having a great summer, I have to say.
Okay, well, fair play to him. What happened with the Coldplay? He was online, was he? And
he was online in Dublin. I was online in Leitrim, but obviously the broadband in Dublin must be much better.
Much faster. Securing your tickets. Well, enjoy that gig. It's going to be amazing.
We will indeed, yeah. We saw them last year in August in Glasgow, so it was amazing. So we can't wait to see them again.
Did they do the wristband thing?
They do, yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be very good.
The legend, absolute legend.
I'm jealous. I'm like, oh, I'd love to go to that, but I don't know if I'd like to queue for 4 hours sitting on the internet. So that's the thing. You got to put the work in, don't you?
But you're sitting down there, right? Anyway, she could have it on the side. No one knows.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm doing very little. I'm only sitting here talking
light
nonsense.
Work.
Yeah, that's it. Very light. We couldn't call it work. All right then, Michelle. Your song is brilliant. What I'll do is I'll hand over to you. You tell me to hit that button whenever you're ready, okay?
Perfect, yeah. Just big shout out to Nathan and all the gang in Dublin and wishing all the third years, I'd say, in Ballinamore Community School all the best, waiting for their junior set results this year. Whenever you're ready, hit that button.
There it is. Gotcha. Well done. Oh, it's gone again.
Sorry. Sure,
oh,
that one. Sorry about that, Michelle.
Try again.
I was actually thinking, did I double click that or did I hit it just the once? Hang on, say it again, Michelle, sorry.
Whenever you're ready, Ray, take it away. Hit that button.
There it is. At least one of us is professional, Michelle, and it's you. Have a lovely day, madam.
You too. Take care.
That's The Killers and Mr. Brightside. Today FM playing the music you love. Morning, it's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And your kickstart song there is chosen by Michelle and indeed Nathan, who's in Dublin. Well done to both of them. Sensational stuff. Right, let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers. Thursday morning, the 27th of July. And every single newspaper at the front page has a photograph of Sinead O'Connor. Her death announced yesterday at the age of 56. And let's go through. The Irish Daily Star has a photograph of her. Tributes have poured in from all over the world after the death of iconic singer Sinead O'Connor. The outspoken performer shot to fame in 1990 when her hit single Nothing Compares to You sold millions of copies worldwide and led to a lifetime of fame and struggle. And the headline is just one word, Sinead, rebel with angel's voice. And loads of cover, like all of the newspapers, not just the front pages, but the whole way through the papers. An analysis and discussion of her life and her contribution to Irish music. The Irish Daily Mirror, Nothing Compared to You. Sinead tributes as Irish legend dies at 56. Irish Sun, icon dies at 56. Nothing Compared. And the Irish Examiner, a beautiful photograph, a recent photograph of her. A child of Ireland, our girl Sinead, our beloved friend. And that's Tom Dunn, actually, of this parish. Writing in the Examiner, on the front of the Examiner this morning, the news of Sinead O'Connor's passing is a bitter blow and a true shock, he says. She was a star. She was the reason performers are called stars. Her talent shone bright and clear. You can have a read of that on the Examiner. The Irish Daily Mail, vulnerable, powerful and pure, dead age just 56, a mesmerising talent who bared her heart and took on the world. And the Irish Independent, another lovely photo. They're all beautiful. She was incredibly beautiful. Like stunning, like breathtakingly beautiful. If you've ever seen her in person. And actually, let's do a bit of that because you hear from Tom Dunn and various others, experts. If you were a fan of hers, if you'd met her, if you'd gotten a selfie, if you got to chat to her at a live gig, your experiences, your memories, 0874 100 102. We'd like to hear from the Sinead O'Connor fans this morning. The Irish Independent has Sinead, and in her music, Sinead evoked the pain hidden and overt of Ireland and its people. She was part of us in the Irish Times. Another gorgeous photograph. Singer had a unique voice and take no prisoners defiance. Very sad news this morning. Other stories making the headlines. We've got Spacey celebrates birthday as a free man after jury finds him not guilty. This is Kevin Spacey on, I think it was 9 counts. He's been cleared on, and over €16,000 spent on renovating office of ex-RTE Director General. 16 grand on a lick of paint, it has. This is the Independent this morning. Redesign work took place when Dee Forbes joined the station in 2016, and they spent €16,000 on it. It's a lovely office.
Is it a nice office?
It's a lovely.
It's a nice view out the
very
window.
Very lovely office. Not a good day for Ireland. This is the girls in green, and their loss to Canada yesterday. Could you? I'm stupid, obviously, as has been well established,
well documented. Yeah.
Where does that leave us then, in terms of?
Well, it leaves us goosed. I mean, it's just a face-saving exercise. I think it's on Monday that we're playing Nigeria, but whatever we do in that game won't affect
it. Doesn't
what
matter.
Happens to us. Yeah, we're out of the competition. However, I will say I went into this competition thinking we were going to get hockeyed by Canada, hockeyed by Australia, and we didn't.
We put in a good performance,
decent showing. Yeah,
and Cat's duo of Tralee. Sorry, Cat's duos of Tralee rather than Rows of Tralee.
Oh yeah.
Jewels of Tralee, says the Daily Star. Dahi secures Rose's co-host. Catherine Thomas is going to be co-presenting the Rose of Tralee with Dahi O'Shea. this. Why?
Does he need the help? Is he slowing down? I mean, he's getting older.
He's getting on in years. He can't read the teleprompter. So Catherine's going to do all the heavy lifting, and Dahi's just going to go, "Oh yeah, gotcha." How many roses of Tralee's has Dahi done?
He's done 10, so he's been hosting it since 2010, but he skipped 2 of them for COVID. So 10.
He's done 10 of them.
Yeah.
So he knows how to do it, lads. So why does he... don't get me wrong. I think Catherine Thomas is fabulous.
Big fans.
She's very good, massive fans, but I don't know. What's the reason why? I don't understand. Right, Jazzy, this is Today FM. Jazzy, giving me Today FM. Playing the music you love. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Morning, welcome to Thursday. And Gift Grub this morning. As we... Well, we're on tenterhooks here about Ryan Tubridy. We're worried. I'm sure I didn't sleep a wink of sleep last night.
Will he? Won't he?
I'm just worried about Tubbs. And I have been for weeks. We're still waiting to find out if Ryan Tubridy's going to be allowed back on RTE Radio. And while we all wait for that decision, Ryan's been keeping his options open by trying out some new jobs.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Well, here it is, folks. My full-time job, my full-time position in my current job is, shall we say... precarious.
Okay, so you'd like to try other options.
Yeah, so what have you got in terms of, you know, if push came to shove?
Yeah, okay, well, what about sales and retail and marketing, for example? Would you like to...
what about sponsorship? I love sponsorship.
No, but these guys are hiring at the moment.
Yeah, welcome to McDonald's. I'm Ryan. How can I help you?
Yeah, what have you got there?
Coming up, we have a Big Mac and fries, a Galaxy Chocolate McFlurry, a selection of chicken McNuggets, delicious, and a piping hot apple pie.
Oh, just have a double cheeseburger and fries, please, there.
Double cheeseburger and fries, everybody!
And a large vanilla milkshake.
Steady.
What? Alex, what do you want?
Happy meal, Dad.
Oh, I didn't see him there. Alex, what age are you?
I'm 9.
9? Yeah. Alex, where are you from?
From Meath, yeah.
9 years of age, it's Alex from Meath! Would you like a happy meal, Alex? Would you like a happy meal?
Why is he shouting, Dad?
And a nice little happy meal toy. Look at this. Happy meal book about kindness.
Ryan, can you move it along, please? The customers are lining up, they're waiting.
Oh, my producers are telling me we're stuck for time. Okay, so that's a double cheeseburger and a Happy Meal and a Happy Meal toy. But yeah. You know what? I don't want to just give that to you, Alex.
Why not?
Because I've got one for everybody in the audience.
Ryan, you cannot give away the food for free. All I'm saying, Ryan, is that McDonald's are saying that's the only day in the last 50 years that they lost money.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. Mea culpa. I accept that.
Okay, so let's get out of the commercial sector, okay? Well, what about the clergy?
I love preaching. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, we are gathered here today to celebrate the union and kindness between Derek from Swords. Derek.
Who your Father Tubridy?
And Una. From Clontarf. And what an evening we have in store for you folks. We're going to be hearing from the best man, Tony. Tony, ooh, steady, man. Tony. Our bridesmaids, Jenny, Sandra, Michelle. And not just that, tonight we're going to be joined live by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Whoa. All in the company of my house band. Whoa. Let's get this wedding started. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Archbishop said that it was a bit too showbizzy, Ryan.
And I accept that.
And the Keith Barry's transubstantiation bit, the wine turning into the blood. Yep.
It's another mea culpa.
Okay, what about the health sector?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Dr. Tubridy.
Coming up, Mrs. Maguire from Devonny Gardens. There she is.
Hello.
We'll be hearing all about her shingles.
What?
Tony. From the Hoth Road.
Yeah.
Will be telling us all about his ongoing problems with constipation.
Sorry, Ryan. Please.
And his long, long wait for a colonoscopy. Won't you, Tony?
Confidential.
And Alan, sitting right there. Alan will be telling me about how he contracted that embarrassing rash on his... Well, I think we can work that one out. Okay, what? Mr. O'Hurley, you're free to go.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
How would you like to be paid, cash or card?
Have you heard about a barter account?
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With the old
Northern. Call me maybe. Carrie Ray Jepsen, call me maybe. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good morning. 7:38 is the time, nearly 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. I'm Raymond, and there's JP.
How are you?
Yeah, my Vertigo. I'm like Lucille too, like I say, from Arrested Development. Did you ever watch that?
Only bits and bobs.
Lucille... Lucille Osterio? What was her name? She was... Lucille Austero. Lucille 2 she was. Because Buster's mom is Lucille. And then her best friend was the other Lucille. And he started going out with his mother's best friend, who was played by Liza Minnelli. To hilarious effect. And she had vertigo in it.
Okay, she's wobbly.
It was unbelievable. I'm sure my vertigo as I'm going up the stairs, I feel like I'm not falling forward. I feel like I'm going to fall backwards. I do a kind of a, that was a bit cagey, that one. Like I say, it's probably a symptom of something much, much worse. 0874 100 102. Paul's over there this morning, Paulie. Paul?
Hey, Ray, that's not vertigo. That's vino.
That's probably right, actually, in fairness. I mean, I wouldn't like to be breathalyzed.
No.
Who am I ringing?
Ringing Kieran, Ray. He's in Galway.
No, is he?
Yes, yeah.
It's ringing. Kieran Loving.
How are you?
Here, turn down that radio there in the background. It's only all rubbish anyway.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
How are you? Where are you? In the kitchen, were you?
No, I'm just in work here.
Oh, jeez, you're in early. What do you work at?
I'm in Medtronic. I work at, we make medical devices, so.
Okay, and what's your shift? What are your hours?
7 to 3:30.
Okay, and then you're out the gap.
That's it, out the gap.
How are you?
Good, not a bother.
Good, very good. Any plans for the weekend, anything nice?
Oh, I just finished up for the holidays, 2 weeks off. So, oh, yes.
Today your last day, is it?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Are you going anywhere nice?
No, just out of work, that's about it.
Yeah, that's okay, I don't mind that. Yeah. I do you know, every time we're talking about holidays in our house, we start talking, where do we go, what do we do? I'm like, can we not stay here? Like, there's a reason I bought this house. I'd like to spend as much time as I can in this house, chilling out with all of my stuff around. If we go away, I don't have any of my stuff.
No, you don't, right?
I don't have my telly. No. I don't have my Xbox.
No. That's all.
I'd rather stay in this house. Yeah. This is where my drink is.
Vertical.
My fridge is here. Yeah. Right, sir. Hi to everyone in work. Is there anyone else you'd like to say hello to before we play the game?
Just everybody in Building 4.
Okay, cool beans. Hi to everyone in Building 4 this morning. Right, let's do this thing. Do you know how waffle is played?
I do, yeah.
Very good. Okay, we got the topic on the sheet. We've got 5 items. Match them all and you win €1,000. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
Kangaroos. Go!
Australia. Marsupial. Joy. Let me see. Australia. Let me see. Kangaroos. They hop in the zoo. Let me see. What else? Pouch, carrying the pouch.
Come on,
I can't think of anything. No.
I'm giving him a fourth ding on that one.
Are you going to give him the ding?
I'm going to give him a ding for a hop.
Alright.
I'm giving it.
We don't have it on the sheet, but he's very good like that, Kieran Reyes.
Is it Kieran or Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran Reyes. Yeah. Let's go through them, sir. You said hop, but I've got bounce on the sheet.
Right.
But I'm going to give you a ding.
Alright.
You said marsupial.
Yeah.
You said joy. And you said Australia.
Off to a flyer you work here.
Yeah.
4 out of 5. The last one.
Name a famous...
stop.
Name a famous kangaroo, Kieran.
Skippy.
Yes. Skippy.
There it is. Skippy, the bush kangaroo.
Oh, damn it. No, well, that's grand. Thanks.
What's that, Skip? come here. We'll send you something nice from Today FM.
Thanks very much. Okay, thank you, lad.
Sorry, brother. Have a good day.
No worries. Thank you.
Enjoy the holiday. Bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With the all-new Dacia Jogger. Ireland's most affordable 7-seater family car.
How does Ian do it?
What do you mean?
How does he round it out, like, when they don't win the money?
I'd say he just gives a hearty laugh and says, better luck next time.
I should do that, then. I feel like you feel bad and you're kind of...
Oh, you do, yeah. And Kieran's going off on his holidays now and he's missed out on a grand.
Kieran hates me. And it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Because it's JP's fault. That's JP@todayfm.com for your emails. We'll do showbiz in a couple of minutes. Stay here.
Dermot and Dave's Apple Eve Tour.
All this late night talking.
Harry Styles and late night talking. It's 7:50 now. Good morning.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. Ready for your second course? Stream The Bear Season 2 exclusively on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Shannon's got showbiz. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's only one story in showbiz or in the world of entertainment this morning. In fact, there's only one story in the news in general. It's all anyone's talking about. There's a very sad announcement yesterday of the death of Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, so Sinead sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 56, and in a statement from her family, they said, "It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our beloved Sinead. Her family and friends are devastated and have requested privacy at this very difficult time." Now, tributes have been pouring in by fans and celebrities on social media. So Deirdre O'Kane said, "Rest in peace, Sinead, a nation weeps." Russell Crowe said, "What an amazing woman. Peace be with your courageous heart." And Leo Varadkar said, "Her music was loved around the world and her talent was unmatched and beyond compare."
She was absolutely incredible. Let's play some Sinead O'Connor. And this is Nothing Compared to You. This is Nothing Compares to You, Today FM. I'm sorry about that.
What's going on?
I was just away at the with the fairies.
Right.
That's Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Good morning. Good grief. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what. Come back, Ian. All is forgiven. He's back on Monday morning. And let me tell you, that would never happen under Ian's watch.
No.
Absolutely disgraceful scenes, it has to be said. Do you remember that scene in, what was Peter Kay's Car Share? Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
And there were the whole gist of it is that he's given a lift to his co-worker. They're driving to work and they listen to the radio on their way into work every morning. And there's a moment where the radio goes dead. There's a gap, and both of them, as they're sitting in the car, they both go, "Oh!" And that happened just now. I'm sorry about that. A little pause for reflection. Moments, meditation, a little bit of mindfulness for you. Of a Thursday morning. Okay then, gift grub for your Thursday, and this is tickets. The tickets conundrum, the tickets quandary. Getting tickets for Coldplay has been an absolute nightmare this week. The last of them are now going on sale tomorrow, and Brian Dobson's got the details.
Good afternoon. The headlines: public fury at Ticketmaster over the Coldplay tickets fiasco took a dramatic and bizarre turn today, as the Public Accounts Committee have now asked Coldplay's Chris Martin to appear in front of the Oireachtas to answer questions. And in a stunning new development, a number of celebrities, including Roy Keane, Chrissy Moore and the President of Ireland himself, gathered today in a Dublin recording studio to record a song in protest at the ticket debacle. Here it is.
Genuine. I was number 46,000 in the queue.
It's an absolute disgrace.
Okay, guys. Okay, we're ready to record. I think Roy is first. Okay, off you go.
When you're on your laptop for half the day, queuing up to buy your tickets for to see the Coldplay,
and then you see the price they are asking you to pay.
Could it be worse?
It's a lovely high note, Roy.
When your hair is falling out and your face is blue, there you go,
and you realize you're queuing up to get in a queue, your number 63,702. Could it be worse?
Thank you, Roy. I'll take it from here.
Website crash if you are on your own. Then you'll know what you have always known. Yes, they will try to screw you.
Tears streaming
down your face, you get to number one in the queue, then you lose your place.
Website crashes, you are on your own. Then you'll know what you have always known, that they will try to screw you.
This is Today FM.
Oh, you're a donkey.
That hand gesture, Ray, what was that? What were you trying to tell
Girls
me?
Girls Aloud, Love Machine, Today FM. Playing the music you love more than 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray on for Ian. Is there, are there donkeys in Dublin
well,
too?
You know what? A donkey would sound awful like a zebra. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
A donkey or a zebra?
Yeah. Mm, yeah. What can you do for me in a donkey, Ray?
I've got the singing donkey in Galway.
Love it.
Hang on, is it over there? Hang on, listen. Singing donkey. I don't know if there. First of all, we don't know if there's a donkey in Dublin Zoo. And second, we don't know if it sings. But either way, we're celebrating the opening of the new nocturnal house at Dublin Zoo. The celebration that would open yesterday. And the celebrations this weekend between midday and four, Saturday and Sunday. And it's the home to the Ai, a brand new species of lemur from Madagascar. And you can check it out at Dublin Zoo now. And to celebrate the arrival of the Ai, every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a Dublin Zoo break with thanks to the Grafton Hotel and Dublin Zoo. The four-star Grafton Hotel is in the heart of Dublin. It's the perfect place to stay when visiting the city for a summer or weekend break. And the prize includes an overnight stay for the family for up to four people. We've got breakfast, we've got treats, and we've got an annual pass, a whole year's pass for the family for Dublin Zoo. To get into win, all you have to do is listen out for a singing donkey later on the broadcast. That'll be your cue to text. And then when you hear it, text 087, text ZOO, the word ZOO, to 087-4-100-102. And we put you into it.
Don't try and be funny, okay? If you hear a male artist singing and you don't like them and you think they're a donkey, don't text in at that point.
Don't
it
use
has
this,
to be a singing donkey.
Don't be using this as an opportunity to vent your spleen about the music policy of Today FM. That's not what this competition is for. This is a fun family zoo-based sound effect competition.
None of your snide remarks about Ed Sheeran or anything like that.
If you've got something you want to say about the music,
yeah, back off.
Then you can go through the appropriate, the proper channels. All of the newspapers this morning paying tribute to Sinead O'Connor. Her sad death announced yesterday at the age of 56. And loads of texts coming in from Sinead O'Connor fans. People remembering her and people reacting to the news. Morning, Rain JP. I'm heartbroken over the death of Sinead. I couldn't sleep properly last night after hearing it from Breed in Paris. Rest in peace to Sinead. One of our best, from James on the way to Cork from Dublin. Some of these photographs are absolutely amazing as well. Like she had a gift. Her gift was singing, but she was utterly captivating in the way she spoke and in the way she performed, and stunningly beautiful as well.
One of those Irish people, yeah. When you were growing up and you saw her on TV, you thought, she can't be Irish. She's too good looking.
Hey lads, I remember hearing Sinead O'Connor on the soundtrack to Michael Collins. It knocked me out of my cinema seat back in the 90s. Not a dry eye in the house. From Dara, loads more as well. 0874 100 102. I saw Dave Fanning was trending on Twitter last night. I was come on, please. No, I just call Tom Dunn instead. Tom's not going to say anything mean. But I clicked in, you know, on the trends on Twitter, and it was Dave Fanning there. And I clicked into it, and it was basically just that. It was loads of people just saying, just don't ask Dave Fanning to say.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast
Show. Going to put his foot in it again.
Dacia, celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
Stay out to the FM and play One Republic for you next, right here.
Love rock music.
That's Madonna, Ray of Light. Today FM, playing the music you love. Morning, it's 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. I am not your ray of light. Dark, dark pit of despair. But only until Monday morning. Then Ian Dempsey's back and all is right with the world. Hello there, Race here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And the singing donkey from Galway. We were so... Ave Maria. Ave Maria. with us now for a donkey this morning because Dublin Zoo. Is there a donkey at the zoo?
I don't think there is. I have checked back, Ray, and I'm sure there has been a donkey at Dublin Zoo. I don't believe there is a donkey currently at Dublin Zoo. There is an II lemur, though, at the Nocturnal House, which opened earlier this week, right?
It's ringing.
That's a loud ringtone, right?
Loud?
Yeah.
Who am I calling? Who's
Aisling.
Aisling, hello, good morning.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
We're singing with this donkey this morning. I tell you who's a donkey. JP's a donkey. Because there isn't even a donkey at Dublin Zoo. Oh. Ray Marie. Oh. How are you? Have you had the breakfast?
I've had the breakfast. I'm just sitting down about to start work.
Oh, you're working from home, are you?
I'm a remote worker, yeah. I work for HubSpot.
For HubSpot?
Yeah.
Very good. All right, hi to the HubSpot crew this morning. Any plans for the weekend? Did you do anything nice?
We are at football matches all weekend. So my little boys play Gaelic and they play football. So big shout out to Woodview Celtic and the Girondins as well. So we have football matches all weekend.
Wow. So you're ferrying from one to the other and throwing people in and out of the showers and changing gear and making sure everyone's organised for the matches.
Absolutely. Soccer mom goals over here.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you. Out in the lashing rain. Well, the Zane is going to clear off for the weekend. We're talking.
Changeable, I'd say. Yeah, changeable.
Coming and going. Shout out to the kids. What are their names?
Danny and Reese.
Danny and Reese.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hi to the boys.
Hey, hello.
Right, and good luck this weekend. How would you fancy an annual pass for Dublin Zoo?
I would absolutely love it. My boys are always giving out that we never go to the zoo, and we never do.
You're going to have to go every weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, if you get the annual pass now. We've got an annual pass, and you've got an overnight stay as well for in a family room at the Grafton Hotel in the heart of Dublin. That's all yours.
Love it. Oh, thank you so much. That's so amazing.
You're welcome. That donkey is absolute. Look at that. That donkey's celebrating with you. He's delighted. Listen, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for taking
the
call.
And Ray.
Yes, Aisling.
Love the show.
Cheers.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Dacia.
Mark Hogan, CFM Travel.
Lovely, thank you, sir. Much obliged. This is Today FM and remembering Sinead O'Connor this morning. We've played a few of her songs already following the sad announcement yesterday of her death at the age of 56. The Irish Examiner has a beautiful photograph of her in black and white and they pay tribute to her. It's the whole top half of the front page of the Examiner this morning. A child of Ireland, our girl Sinead, our beloved friend. That's Tom Dunn writing in tribute there. Definitely worth having a read. And she was amazing. She was incredible and fantastic. Hey, Rick, you reminded me of Sinead's interviews with Gay Byrne. Can you imagine the brass you-know-whats you needed back then to take the stands she took? She did in so many ways, taking on the establishment, taking on the church. And she did it on Saturday Night Live as well, the whole Pope, tearing the Pope's photograph on the biggest television program in America at the time on live TV. Anyway, the brass you-know-what you needed back then to take the stands she took. Not popular at the time, but history has proven her right from Enda. Sinead had star power to burn. Pure charisma, always interesting, says Sarah. And have a look at, walk into your newsagent, buy a paper, but have a look at all the front pages this morning. All beautiful photographs of her across the years, in recent years and at the peak of her powers in the 90s. Ray, if you don't play Mandinka, I'll be waiting for you outside Today FM Towers. I love a threat request. Please and thank you. Love the show. Hey. A from Bridgie. Bridgie, thank you for the text message. Yes, I'll get it on for you in just a moment. I wanted to play this, though, first, because I read Bob Mortimer, you know, the comedian, Reeves and Mortimer, Bob, the other guy. His autobiography, which is very funny and very real and very genuine. It's called And Away, and it documents not only his career and his career with Jim Moore. Is that his name?
Yeah, Vic Reeves.
Vic Reeves. It's his career, his heart surgery that he had. He had a big health scare, and his experiences in show business down through the years. And he tells a story in the book. I went and got the audiobook so you can hear it. He tells a story of the time he met Sinead O'Connor. Right. And he says he'll never forget it. He was talking specifically about, you know, everyone has those moments in their lives where it's so cringe. You are so embarrassed and so utterly mortified at what went down or what you did that you can never forget it. You can never let it go. And his meeting with Sinead O'Connor. Here he is telling the story himself. Have a listen.
Another one of these comments I've never been able to wash from my embarrassment files happened when I met Sinead O'Connor sometime early in the 90s. I had been to the filming of a comedy entertainment show in central London in which Sinead had appeared. All the boys I was with were in quiet disbelief about how beautiful she was in the flesh. After the show, Jim, Jules Holland and I kind of queued up to chat to her as she stood at the bar. When my turn came, I fell to pieces in the face of her radiance and blurted out, "Hi, Sinead, do you have a local shop near to where you live?" She politely answered yes and then turned away. Kind of, it still hurts a bit to think of it.
Our last song of the morning, Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka. This is Today FM. Sinead O'Connor on Today FM. Do enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Dermot and Dave are on the way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.